c'è dolore se ci sei tu, è come un sogno anche di più, e c'è qualcosa negli occhi tuoi che non mi lascia mai. Non ho paura se resti qui, perché l'amore
Italian teen pop opera trio Il Volo is coming to our region tonight. They'll be at the Palace Theater in Albany at 8 o'clock, and you can find out more about their show by going to palacealbany.com. All of this is in support of their fifth studio album, which is Grand Amore, which was released in the fall. Piero Barone is one of the tenors of the group, and he joins us this morning to talk about their show in Albany tonight. Piero Barone, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, hello. It's my pleasure. How are you?
Wonderful. Very nice to have you on the program. So the album comes out last fall, now the tour, and are you enjoying being out on the road and performing this new material?
You know, it's great to be back in the United States. We've been busy in the other part of the world, back to Italy and Europe. So now is the time to come back in the States promoting and performing the new album, Grande Amore. And I can tell you the tour started on February 4th and is going great because everywhere we love the audience, we love American audience. And it's beautiful how they love the Italian melody, even if they don't understand sometimes the word, but it's always beautiful to see them on standing ovation and singing the song with us.
And that is something that is fascinating about your success, is especially in this country, is that many do not know exactly what it is. It is in Italian most of the time. So what do you think it is that translates, that people ultimately understand?
I think the translate is the Italian melody, the classical music, and the Italian tradition. Because I think one of the best Italian of all the time was Luciano Pavarotti, and he been performing all over the world, and I think the key, the translation is Italy, and it, this beautiful country and this beautiful tradition.
You, I believe, the group itself has called what you do popera. How do you define that?
You know, our kind of music, you said exactly pop opera, because is the mix between classical music and pop music. It's because in our stage you cannot see just the classical orchestra. You can see the drums, you can see the electric guitar, you can see the bass, you can see the rhythm. And so it's the mix between our classical voices with the background a little bit pop.
En la casa todo espera. Que regreses si no llegas, llamo y no escuchas, nadie me escucha. El café me sabe a pena, es tu ausencia que envenena. Cae la lluvia, me dejaste la mitad del camino a la felicidad. Y hoy tengo en pausa el corazón, abrazando nada, aferrado a nada. Tengo ciega la ilusión, ya no.
You were one of the two tenors give us a sense of how the group came together and ultimately in finding your sound, of how the three of you came to find that sound that works so well.
First of all, the key of the three of us is the passion we have in common for the music. And then we met in an Italian TV show when this producer decided to put our voices together. So the first song we performed for the first time was O Sole Mio. And I think we found since the very beginning our key. So we have the passion that we share together all the time.
So the idea originally, if I've got this right, if I have the story correct, the idea originally was to put a young group together that would be similar to the three tenors, but would be young, would be enticing to younger audiences and to bring this music to a younger audience.
I think that this is the first time that three guys of 20 years old perform and sing this kind of music. So this is, I think, the perfect way to introduce this kind of music to the young generation, because the reason why sometimes they don't listen to this kind of music is because they still have to discover this kind of music. But we are trying, and this is the goal since the very beginning, and I can tell you we are trying to do it, and we are doing very well, because on our audience you can see the all ages, the all family. They come with their moms and their grandmothers. So this is the best key to introduce this kind of music to the young generation. If they discover it, they will love it.
What is this, really, since early this decade, what has this ride been like for you of going through this tremendous success, selling the albums, going on world tours, and developing an audience of music that is your own and, of course, classic as well?
First of all, an artist has to have his own repertoire. So our repertoire is between classical covers and our own songs. And I think the key of the success is to be always close to your families. And this is the reason why we have our fathers traveling with us, because it's very difficult to be far away from your hometown and from your family. But they are our mentors, and we have to say thanks to them all the time. And we have to say thanks to our fans, because they are our second family.
The new album, which came out in September, is your fourth studio album and is offered in three different versions, an international version and a Spanish version and, of course, an Italian version. And so what makes this fascinating for you, and how do those versions differ when you travel around the world? Because it's hard enough to make one album, much less three.
That's very funny, because all the time when we land in a different city, we say, oh, where are we? We are in South America. So, oh, tonight we have to talk and perform in Spanish. So we have to, like, switch our minds. And then the day after, we are in New York, so we have to perform in Italian and English. But when we are in China, we don't switch our minds performing Mandarin. We always perform in Italian.
So it gives you wonderful opportunities. And let's just take, for example, you get to perform with Barbara Streisand. So how does that call come in, and how does something like that happen?
That was the coolest experience ever, because we've been learning so many things by Barbara Streisand. And it came just because she saw us on our first PBS special, and she loved it, and she called us. She called her manager called our manager. So everything was born like that.
When you're on stage with someone like that, I assume you learn from them.
You know, when you are on stage with someone like Barbara Streisand or Placido Domingo, you have to think this is the best opportunity for your career. So you have to give 100% of yourself. That's all you have to think.
When you think of where you've come from, and especially when I think of your voice in particular, the powerhouse voice that you have, and that very dramatic sound, Is it something that you ever think, oh, I could do this, I would like to go out, this is what I would like artistically maybe to do this by myself? Or is there great comfort in having those two gentlemen with you?
I think to have them, it's the best thing happened in my life, because touring all over the world alone, it would be very boring. But with them, it's like I'm traveling with other two brothers. And it's beautiful to share the stage, to share the applause, to share all the compliments with them. And we have to say thanks to each other, because we help each other in the difficult moment, in the beautiful moment. So we share our life. So I have to say thanks to God to let me meet these beautiful guys. And they are really like my brothers now.
There was such chance, though. I mean, you were put together as the result of a television show. It's not as if you had been working together for a long period of time. It's like the ultimate blind date that goes right.
The TV show is the best key to show who you are in to show your talent. But you have to give yourself 100% of yourself every single concert you do. But I think the best thing of this life is when you go on stage and you meet your audience. And every time I go on stage, right now we are doing like 5 concerts, 6 concerts a week. But every night we go on stage, we meet new audience, and that's the best moment of the concert, the first song. So you see new faces, you see new people, and you know these people in the audience are here for you to listen to your talent, to listen who you are. So I can tell you, I have to say thanks to God for giving me this opportunity. I have to say thanks to all the people that they are letting me doing this.
You'll finish up the U.S. tour, and then what? What is next? And I assume eventually you'll end up in the studio and be working on a new album.
No, this is the endless tour, because it started in Italy on January 6th, and it will be done in Austria June 19th. So it's 6 months touring, and totally they are 100 concerts. So after the tour, of course, we'll take a month of break, and then we'll start again with a new album, with a new PBS special, and of course we'll be touring again all over the world.
Once again, Il Volo will be at the Palace Theater tonight in Albany, New York. You can find out more information about the event by going to palacealbany.com, and find out more about their new album by going to ilvolomusic.com. ilvolomusic.com. And they'll be at the Palace Theater in Albany tonight. Piero Barone, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you very much. Can't wait to be in Albany. See you there.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about the show by going to palacealbany.com. palacealbany.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.